Welcome to The Resonance, the podcast about energy and sustainability from Alpha Energy Group, an Edison Energy company.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Alpha Energy Group podcast. I'm Jeremy Nicholson, Corporate Affairs Officer at Alpha, and I'm joined by my colleague Dan Veazey, our expert on energy risk, to take us through what's been happening in the UK commodity markets. From a consumer point of view at least, there's been some relatively good news, hasn't there, in recent weeks? A bit of a softening in gas prices in particular.
Yes, thanks for the introduction, Jeremy. Yes, we have seen a softening in gas and power prices, particularly over the summer months. The reason for this is that we are still very much comfortably supplied from an LNG point of view. We're seeing storage levels now start to tick up, so we're in the 60% now, and there's been not really been any unplanned outages around or any supply disruptions that have had an impact. So yes, we've really seen summer gas and power prices basically fall through the floor. We're now looking at around about in the 80 pence therm for gas for the front month, and in the £80 a megawatt or the electricity for the front month. So yeah, we've really seen some lows hit that we haven't seen for multiple months, years on the summer months. From a winter's perspective, we have seen them prices hold up a lot more firmer. We're sort of seeing the winter contracts for power in the high £140 a megawatt. For gas, we're seeing in the mid £140 a therm for the winter months. So yeah, there's still a significant amount of risk premium in the winter months. But yeah, from a summer perspective, we are looking very good in terms of pricing at the moment.
Well, that is welcome news for consumers who've had rather a lot of bad news over the last 12 months. Although one should recall, you know, gas at 80 pence a therm still looks quite pricey compared with what we've been used to until relatively recently. But at least the price direction is good from that point of view. Although risks still in there for the winter, as you say. And so looking at the slightly wider picture, you know, the sort of macroeconomic environment in which, you know, oil and other commodities are traded, what does that position look like? You know, OPEC cutting production and so on. Have the oil markets stabilised?
Yeah, so from an oil point of view, the surprised OPEC production cuts of over 1 million barrels per day that we saw a few weeks ago really caused prices start to increase in value. But what we've seen over the last few weeks is prices are now returning to levels that we've seen or what we saw before them production cuts were announced. And the reason for that is there's been a lot of poor economic data coming out globally. So the US, as their Q1 GDP growth wasn't as high as expected. We've seen some poor data in the Eurozone and also in the UK that's all fed into this fears around recession. Inflationary pressures still remain. We're seeing central banks continue to increase interest rates to control inflation. And we've also seen banks again, particularly in the US, have proved to be vulnerable. So again, I don't think the banking crisis is gone away yet. And this is all feeding into economic fears around recession, which has ultimately put pressure on the likes of oil that are so linked to economic well-being. So yeah, we have seen a real crash in oil prices, particularly over the last couple of days. And it's all driven by the economic situation on the global stage.
I think that's a really important point. Not that we should take pleasure in economic difficulties globally, but it does take some of the heat out of the commodity markets, which have arguably been a little bit too hot for comfort in recent times. And I wonder, you know, presumably that makes the situation a little bit easier for internationally sourced LNG as well. How does LNG supply look like to the UK at the moment? Is there plenty of it out there at a not too awful price?
Yeah, so in terms of LNG arriving into the UK, we are seeing we're around about record levels in terms of how much LNG we're getting on a monthly basis. And looking at the scheduled arrival for the coming weeks, it still looks very strong. So yeah, the LNG is certainly arriving. Price levels, LNG prices are falling, as you'd expect, with major gas hubs prices falling. So yeah, they're certainly procuring at cheaper prices compared to what we saw the back end of last summer. But what we see is ultimately a risk of a lower LNG pricing is that might perk up a few Asian buyers in terms of returning to the market, because we are seeing LNG prices get down to levels that are more attractive for the likes of India, Bangladesh, who are very much price sensitive in terms of their LNG procurement. So yeah, we could see higher Asian demand in the coming months. But as things stand, today, the situation for the UK and Europe from an LNG point of view is very positive, and we're continuing to attract that LNG into the markets.
Well, that's welcome news. And the UK is, relatively speaking, well-placed in Europe as an LNG hub, as well as being a relatively large producer for its own gas as well. So is there is gas trading at something of a premium in continental Europe compared with UK prices, or are they still broadly similar?
So, yeah, there is a slight premium on the near term between Europe and UK pricing. And what this is encouraging is exports out of the UK into Europe. So we are supplying quite a significant amount of gas to Europe at present. And that goes and feeds into helping to top up their storage and, again, improve the overall picture within the gas markets.
Right. Well, that's encouraging news too. And just thinking about, our sensitivity to outside factors, the weather always gets a mention whenever energy production is discussed, and kind of topical for some of us in Britain at the moment, looking forward to a possibly wet coronation weekend, let's see. But, weather temperatures have been reasonably mild, haven't they, in recent weeks? And I gather there's some encouraging news in terms of rainfall helping with hydro and possibly reasonably good wind output too.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we take the winter season as a whole, it has been fairly mild in the UK and in Europe overall. Yes, we have seen a little bit of cold weather creeping, particularly in the last couple of weeks of April, which probably has slowed storage injections down slightly compared to previous years. But in terms of, rainfall, we have seen a fair bit of rainfall around in the UK that's also fed into continental Europe, which has improved the hydro situation slightly. There is still concerns, with particularly on the back of a mild winter, which ultimately leads to less snowfall and issues around that. But rainfall has certainly helped things over the last few weeks. And from a wind point of view, as you mentioned, Jeremy, wind levels, obviously the fluctuation is always there on a daily basis. But the UK has seen some decent wind output on days over the last few weeks, which ultimately feeds into less gas demand because we can produce our electricity from renewables. So, it's good from a gas demand point of view, but also great from a lower carbon electricity mix point of view as well.
Well, absolutely. We've invested an awful lot in Britain, in the offshore wind in particular, and it's wonderful when it's producing a larger proportion of its rated capacity. There will always be those periods where something else has to take up the slack, but the higher those factors are, the better it is economically for us, and certainly from an environmental point of view too. But sort of thinking on the other side of the equation, the risk side of things and the political dimension to all of this, the risk hasn't gone away entirely as far as Russia, Ukraine and European gas supplies concerned, has it? We've moved from being very dependent in Europe on gas via pipelines, but still importing quite a bit of Russian LNG. So are the risks there, would you say, that could have a knock-on impact on the UK market if things deteriorated?
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that there is this pricing spread at the moment between the winter pricing and the summer prices, which has started to open up over recent weeks. But certainly discussing the Russian-Ukraine conflict, we have seen escalation in recent days with Russia accusing Ukraine of an assassination attempt on Putin. We have seen the likes of the Netherlands in recent weeks state that they're looking at stopping any LNG, or should say Russian LNG imports into the Netherlands. Just to put that in perspective, it's not massive in terms of how much LNG comes into Europe, because the Netherlands only take one cargo a month on average from Russia. But it does show that governments in the EU are looking at potentially stopping buying Russian LNG, which could have an impact. If some of the bigger countries like France or Belgium decide that they want to go that way as well, it could have a significant impact. But like you say, although we relied heavily on Russian piped gas supplies before this whole conflict over in Ukraine started, we are still getting some small amounts of piped gas from Russia. And as you say, the LNG picture, they're the second biggest supplier of LNG to Europe on various months. So, they are a big player. So I'd still see that as a potential risk, that if the war continues to escalate, if we start to see further blame game against particularly European countries, could we potentially see an impact on the remaining pipe gas supplies and any of the LNG supply that comes in? Yes, that is still very much a risk.
Well, that's something to bear in mind. My optimistic hunch is that it's going to be far more difficult for Russia to disrupt LNG cargoes or the LNG market, which after all is diversified and international, compared with the relative ease in which it could manipulate a pipeline gas. But we'll see. And on that subject, you know, there's a response to prices, and that's been just as important as replacing Russian supplies. You know, the reduction in demand for power and gas as a result of the high prices we've experienced recently, I just wonder, you know, is there sort of evidence now of a recovery in industrial demand as prices have started to come down?
I think there is evidence that demand is started to increase slightly. It's not obviously returning anywhere near back to levels we saw before this current energy crisis, but the expectation is that if prices continue to tail off or continue at these lower levels that we haven't seen for way over 12 months now, that could bring back industrial buyers. It could bring back just general consumption within the UK, because, as you say, an element of the demand destruction we've seen, particularly over the winter period, has been a response to ridiculously high prices. So, yeah, there is the risk that lower pricing, albeit, as we've said before, we're not back to levels that we saw pre-pandemic in normal market situation, but certainly lower prices could increase demand, particularly as we go through through next winter period.
Right, and you know, lastly, energy intensive industries are in a particularly exposed position, aren't they? Energy accounts for a huge proportion of their production costs, and they tend to be exposed to international competition. So the UK government, in common with others in Europe, has got a reasonably wide-ranging support package for those industries. And I gather there's some developments there, or a deadline coming up for application for the latest phase.
The new government support scheme that came into place from a UK perspective on the 1st of April this year, yes, it's not as attractive as the support scheme that we saw over the winter months. But what they've done, the UK government, is they've split kind of energy intensive users and non-energy intensive users, provided more support for them in energy intensive users. And basically what we've seen come out the end of April is that any company that is classed as energy intensive, and it will be based on their SIC codes, they will have 90 days to apply for support from the 26th of April 2023. And this won't be applicable to all energy intensive users, because it will just depend on what prices they've achieved under their contract and when they got their contracts in place. But there is some support available. So kind of recommend that just go and check out the energy bill discount scheme on the UK government's website. Like I say, applications are open for 90 days from the 26th of April 2023 for energy intensive users to apply for some discount on their wholesale element of their bills.
Well, though, any businesses that think they might be in that category, well advised, I think, to explore it. The help is there, and if it's needed, support should be given. And after all, we do need these industries like steel and cement, not just to generate wealth for the economy, but also to deliver energy infrastructure and security, and indeed provide materials for low carbon energy production too. Well, thank you for taking us through that, Dan. Very interesting. I hope the relatively good news continues and the risk continues to abate to some degree in the markets. I hope you found that interesting. And if you'd like to find out more, do have a look at our website, alphaenergygroup.com/UK. And do listen out and join us again for a podcast again soon.